Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another riveting edition of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. This afternoon's topic, no sir, the South ain't gonna rise again. Let's get right to it. Dragging their feet on, number one, setting up insurance exchanges in their respective states, even though such required funding is 95% guaranteed and supplied by the federal government. And number two, snuffing out voter participation with artificial constraints designed only to stifle voting. And number three, lastly, rendering a woman's right to an abortion as nothing more than a mere mental exercise will all, in combination, propel the 21st century GOP into oblivion in the face of the overwhelming changing demographics that are already heavily weighted in favor of the Democratic Party. The impetus for the Tea Party phenomenon is, for the most part, fueled by the still lingering embers of the Southern Confederacy and the Bible-strewn small towns littering this section of our nation that still insists on casting out those demons of the modern nation-state that dares to empower individuals with the full trappings of individual rights and privileges. The South has had its share of snake oil charlatans beginning in the 19th century, and it continues on up today with the Tea Party Express. The Koch brothers, David and Charles, are the new Southern-based snake oil salesmen par excellence, single-handedly fueling the entire teabagger movement, but they are fighting a losing battle with not only history, demographics, and the human capacity to transform ourselves into higher levels of existence. Those folks beating the drum for a return, a nostalgic return to the Dukes of Hazzard, will shortly run into the biggest dose of whoop-ass this country has ever seen, starting now, Tuesday, November the 5th, 2013, and lasting all the way through next year, 2014. Starting with formerly mild-mannered Senate Leader Harry Reid and working itself on down to GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's Democratic opponent back in McConnell's home state of Kentucky, that would be Alison Lundergan Grimes, and along with the current Democratic candidate today, Tuesday, November the 5th, for governor in Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, the Democrats are according themselves as, finally, as the kicking donkeys that is the very trademark of the Democratic Party. Harry Reid, for instance, is faced with an intransigent GOP over judicial appointees by President Barack Obama to the second highest court in the land, the D.C. Circuit Court, second only to the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell, Republican Senate Minority Leader, and company are threatening to filibuster the three nominees submitted by President Obama to fill the three vacancies, long-standing vacancies. The decimation of the filibuster procedure in this instance with regards to judicial nominees will have to be undertaken by formerly mild-mannered Reid, who will have to transform himself into Superman Reid and gut or decimate this archaic, arcane senatorial courtesy when it comes to judicial nominees. The filibuster for judicial nominees simply must go by the roadside. Meanwhile, down in Kentucky, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, Alison Grimes, outraged her Republican counterpart, triple chin GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, since 2013, July 2013, by taking in $2.5 million in contributions. Also, in the Virginia governor's race today, Tuesday, Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe is comfortably leading the GOP gubernatorial candidate, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. Repubs, beware, you're in for a real skull-thumping, ass-kicking all the way through 2014. Democratic candidates in general will start to peel back the heretofore GOP dominance in the Dixie Belt and or its overall negative effect within the halls of Congress, and thus take the last bite out of the gasping for breath Republican Party and their fucked up Southern strategy, in parentheses, a base appeal to poor Southern whites, in parentheses, first unleashed in the 1968 presidential campaign of Richard Milhouse Nixon. For all practical purposes, the GOP and the South are interchangeable. When you talk about the GOP base, you are essentially referring to the land of Dixie. The gloves are off. It will be a pincer movement with Republican businessmen on the right going after Tea Party office holders and Democratic candidates doing likewise from the other side of the political spectrum. This blog writer is not predicting Democrats will once more gain control of the House of Representatives in 2014, but they sure as hell will come close and will have made huge inroads in the southern wing of this country for not only this election cycle, but for election cycles to come. No, the South ain't gonna rise again, but it just may finally be fully reintegrated into the Union and not continue to stand outside Appomattox in open defiance. Well, that wraps up another Rough Riders Radio. I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, episodes, please go to my website, roughridersradio.com. Now, we're signing off, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and so long till tomorrow.